Blog Talk Radio. have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away.
Yes, indeed, we're back again. Another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I am your host, Edemia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this opportunity, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people, for the healing of His people. And under this cause, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, every ear He brings near. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do, my brothers and sisters, for all of you who offer their time to listen. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me that because of what I must do, yes, indeed, because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has directly told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, I said he said that I would have His protection. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and His guidance. He told me I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We must pray for our people then, my brothers and sisters, that we open our minds to discern that the King of Kings will not be judged by the kings of this earth. We must open our minds to understand there's a reason why Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. In other words, the constraints, the ideologies, the misrepresentations of man should not be a barrier to his conscience. Scripture says, Most High, my brothers and sisters, sends Messiah in his anointing. Scripture says, for the restitution, how about the remembrance of all things? How about all the truth, my brothers and sisters, your rulers would not tell? All things spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets. Since the world began. You must understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, his word shall be heard. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, we talked on last evening about how the system, Babylon, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, its survival has always been dependent upon, I repeat, the survival of Babylon has always been dependent upon the preservation of a lie. Babylon's existence, all the misrepresentations of man, all the false rule of this earth that has stood against the King of Kings, has been dependent, my brothers and sisters, on keeping the people blinded, seduced in darkness, seeing only the lie. Therefore, many preconditioned, predisposed to follow only what they see. But the scriptures tell us well that our salvation is by faith, my brothers and sisters, not after the diverse misconceits and foolish misideologies, the divisiveness of man. We must seek the exceeding righteousness of the Most High, and by no means is that righteousness defined by the diverse pollutions, partialities, and intrusions of the various principalities and powers. Scriptures in Colossians, second chapter tell us right off the top, it says we must beware lest any man beguile us after the principles of the world and not after Messiah himself. We must understand then that the various rulerships of this world have sought in so many ways again and again, over and over again, my brothers and sisters, yes, continually over and over again, have sought to establish nothing but a damning pretense. I say a damning pretense that men call it wise, after a multitude of varied ideologies, yet indiscriminately called it knowledge. Because so my people destroy for lack of knowledge. What does it mean? It's for lack of knowledge, my brothers and sisters. The Most High says he has a controversy with his people. His people being destroyed for lack of knowledge, so busy listening to their leaders that they won't listen to him. Is that discretion, my brothers and sisters? Is that knowledge? Is that the knowledge of Yah? Dare we say that it's after the knowledge of Yah, we see some, 45,000 denominations in this world today? Really, my brothers and sisters? Is that what we are compelled to believe in this world? And that what we're compelled to believe is even a possibility. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations in this world, across 280 nations, cannot possibly be the righteousness of Yah. Think about it. There are many in this world today who believe that somehow the Most High got rid of his law for men to be saved. If you get rid of the divine law, whose law are you in bondage to? 45,000 denominations, that's what that means, that somebody must be lying. There's a multitude of intrusions after this world that have corrupted men's concept of faith. A multitude of misrepresentations cannot be faith. That's confusion. That's debate and doubt. So when Scripture says salvation is by faith, it means you must know that you must exceed the unrighteousness. The multitudes of very partial and polluted unrighteousnesses that men have created and dared, my brothers and sisters, to associate it with the name of the Most High. I want you to think about it. Third command, you should not take the name of the Most High in vain. The name of the Most High is that with which he sanctions his word, with which he seals and signs, confirms his word. It says Messiah has upon him a name which no man knows but he himself, calls the name the word of Yah. My brothers and sisters, dare men say it's true to the word of Yah, that when men take the Bible and interpret it some 45,000 different directions, contentiously one against another, and still dare to call it a covenant agreement? That's a total irrational impossibility, my brothers and sisters. We must understand that a multitude of diverse ideologies calling upon the name of the Most High, but not seeking to perform or seek fully what is the will of the Father. There's a multitude of partialities, curses, divisions against the righteous will of the One. Messiah said, all power, authority from on high. How about the authority of the coming kingdom of Yah had been given unto him? So he said, listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Go ye forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded. Go forth and teach, convert, make disciples of all nations. Because he was talking about a righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of the world did not know, did not have authority, and could not preach. So understand, how can men be converted if they seek to preserve the misconceits of men? It's not the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that was abolished in the appearing of Messiah. Hey, in the appearing of Messiah, his crucifixion and resurrection that proved that the rulers were blind. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said that, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Please understand that Messiah's resurrection proved all those who persecuted him. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Proved all those who persecuted him. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The resurrection of Messiah proved all those who persecuted him to be unjust in their judgment. So whose law, my brothers and sisters, do you think it is that is abolished in the appearing of Messiah when he said, all power from on high has been given unto me. Therefore, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing, converting them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do everything that he commands. Whose authority did he speak of? But the authority of his Father. He said to his disciples, if you love me, keep, guard, preserve, maintain, defend. Remember then and preserve my commandments. Did you hear me? And preserve my commandments. And he said, those who would do this, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He said, those who would do this, to them would he reveal himself. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we awaken to realize the reality. I'm getting reports that the things that I'm saying that are not presently being heard. Let me see what I can do about fixing that if it is at all possible. Let me type this in for a moment. I understand some of you are not hearing the broadcast. Let me see if I can fix that. Okay. Those of you who are, I see some of you are in the, have actually called in. Can those who have called in hear? If so, I see Mom B out there. If you can, could you type in and let me know? Can you hear? I'd appreciate it. I see somebody else there too. Let me see what I can do here. If there's any way I can refresh the page. Okay. I'm going to talk for a moment to Blog Talk. to Online Blog Talks Tech and see what they can tell me real quickly. Okie dokie. Well, Mom B, I see you have called in. If you can hear, please let me know. No sound yet. Any sound either through the... Is there any sound? Let me see. Any sound through call-in? Okay, Blog Talk Radio, BTR Tech is looking into the issue now. Okay, everything's up and coming here. Okay, at least I see we did get some sound through the phone lines. Okay, well, Blog Talk Radio says that they are hearing loud and clear at their studio. However, some of you say that you're not hearing at all through Blog Talk service. Is that correct? Okay, Blog Talk is refreshing. Try to see what they can do. Patience, please. I thank you for your patience while we do what we can to try to get the show on the road. Okay, well, BTR staff wants to talk to you and see if they can hear you. See if they can talk to you and if they can hear. Find a way to get you to hear. Okay, let's see what we got here. Oh, glad to have them online. Okay. Those of you who are online now, can you hear? Okay. Hey, Mom B, I see you out there. Can you hear now through the regular chat? I see Shekinah out there. Maybe you can type in. Let me know, can you hear? And quite a few people had logged in earlier, but I guess some were a little bit less patient. Okay, Shekinah. I see you there. Can you hear? Blog Talk Radio says they hear loud and clear. Okie dokie. Well, apparently we're back online, so I believe what I'd best do is just go ahead on and continue on with what we were speaking. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. We talked about this on last evening, and thank you again for your patience, about how in the first centuries, I repeat, in the first centuries, Rome murdered literally millions to silence the knowledge of the faith. I said to silence the knowledge of the faith, to silence the expectation even of one who would come to expose all the rulers, to expose all the misrepresentation, the partialities and perversions that have kept this world under so many diverse contentions, under a multitude of my brothers and sisters, what must be sinful allegiances. Understand, the law of the Most High can be only peace. So what is it, my brothers and sisters, after which we still see a world at war? You still see a world misguided after a multitude of misopinions, after which men cannot agree. That's not the law, my brothers and sisters, of the Most High. That's not his peace. That's not his word. That's not the word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared from the beginning. He says, in the beginning was the word was with Yah, and the word was Yah. It relates to the Most High. What he declared from the beginning is eternal. And according to that one rule, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? According to that one rule, the world would only have maintained that truth. Mankind would have existed reasoning together as one unto righteousness, unto peace eternally. For it is after that self same rule the Most High declared from the beginning there will be the reconciliation of all mankind. I repeat, after the very rule the Most High declared from the beginning, the one rule, the one consummate of the rule the Most High declared from the beginning, it is that very self same rule that will be the peace of mankind. Once and for all. Scriptures in Isaiah 59 say that the time will come when the covenant of the Most High declared that he will revive upon the minds and hearts of his people. Shall remain, my brothers and sisters, this time. Shall not be forgotten. Shall remain upon the mouths of your descendants. In the mouths of your descendants, even your descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. My brothers and sisters, it is because mankind has lost concept of that true knowledge of the covenant, as directed and declared by Messiah himself, as directed and declared by all the prophets, because men have not discerned that pure word after that pure spirit, that we see a world, my brothers and sisters, confused, lost, men not knowing which way to go. The scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Well, scripture says few are they that find it. If you read the scriptures closely in Matthew 7, it says the reason why few find it is because of the multitude of false prophets. They declare a multitude of partial, perverse, polluted standards that will never raise a soul unto the purity and completion, the perfect knowledge, the perfected knowledge of Yah. It must be awakened to. I said it must be awakened to. That finally, my brothers and sisters, we become again a strong, strong people. Strong enough, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond all those who would dissuade and all those who would mislead. It's time we discern the reality. As I said before, Rome literally murdered millions upon millions of those who believed and knew the truth of the faith. The rule of the one king. Like I said, they did this in the very first centuries, totally against the rule of the king. Well, it's time we understand and discern the nature of this great travesty that has occurred. Like I said, the rule of all the leaders depended upon men being, give me my brothers and sisters, blind to, not knowing the promise of the king who would expose all other kings in their unrighteousness. Is it any wonder then that they hear from you the true knowledge of even the name of the ancient faith? Not called Christianity. Christos is an ancient pagan title spoken among the heathen Greeks and Romans. They even took from you the name of Messiah, Yeshua, that he would deliver his people from their sins. How about all the variant differences or fallen standards that beguiled the masses? My brothers and sisters, those who know the truth of the prophecies know that every single time, just about every single time, my brothers and sisters, in the prophecies, I speak about Messiah, the one called the King of the East. Oh, there's need to understand that. Revelation 16, 12. Scriptures call him the righteous one likened to the rising sun in Isaiah 41. The Lord for whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting in Malachi 3. The one called the Kurdi, if they were to rightly translate it in Isaiah 45. One called Shiloh, unto whom all the nations shall seek and gather. There might be peace. One called the morning star. One called the angel rising in the sun, meaning the same thing as the word for angel and king, or one in the Hebrew. Well, there's something about this, my brothers and sisters, must be understood. There's a need to comprehend this precious truth. Yes, I said, there's a need to understand this precious truth. Every time these scriptures speak of Messiah in that context, it relates to one who comes to expose all the rulers, that men might discern the way and the wisdom of one. Did you really think, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers wanted you to think of Messiah in the context of his title as the righteous one, the Kurdi? My brothers and sisters, stop and consider a multitude of diverse ideologies that have only wrought contention, warfare, dissuasion, and oppression among the people. It is not the law of the Most High. It is not righteousness at all. In fact, it is lawlessness. My people are destroyed, even exploited, by a multitude of diverse rulers lying to the masses for lack of knowledge, because they function under lawlessness, not lawfulness. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time we awaken to the truth. Because all the prophecies say ultimately this, in Isaiah 40, for instance, says that all eyes shall see. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all eyes shall see the glory of Yah that your rulers have sought to hide, schemed, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, from the dawn of human fall, to hide. How else, my brothers and sisters, could the rulers maintain the multitude of their diverse political, social, pseudo-religious leaderships if men discern the exceeding light that exposes them all as darkness? I want you to understand that 2 Thessalonians relates to since the fall. The intrusions of the rulers against the faith and the will of one are the faith of the one king who judges all kings. And since the intrusions of the rulers who sought to come in among the churches and exalt again, well, exalt the rulers of the earth. What the scripture calls the church today. The harlot that rides the back of the beast, clothed in purple and scarlet. Purple being kingship, scarlet being what? Scarlet being whoredom, my brothers and sisters, sold out for the money. I want you to understand what this means. The churches, my brothers and sisters, are today the worldliness after the misconceits of many. King's whore. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the churches that are that men exalt today, even those who don't keep exactly the same traditions of the heathen, tradition like the Sunday, Easter, Christmas, whatever. Some of them who say they keep the feast of the Most High still maintain pluralities, my brothers and sisters, that are still the marks of the beasts. Whatever it is that men refuse to reason together, it is injustice rather than justice. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah in the 40th chapter. I said Isaiah in the 40th chapter. It says, comfort ye, all my people. We must understand what this means. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Let my people renew their strength. Think about what it means. Let them be restored unto the righteousness of one. But by what, my brothers and sisters, shall men be comforted beyond mass tribulation? The subordinate rule of others. Trust in the lies of a globally fallen conscience. When very suddenly, as the scripture says in Isaiah 40, every eye shall see the glory of the Most High. How about, my brothers and sisters, scripture speaks about Messiah coming suddenly. Call the righteous one likened to the rising sun. The sun that suddenly rises to show forth the light the world would obscure. Even the light, my brothers and sisters, that many might anticipate. But my brothers and sisters, know not the time which to perfectly expect. My brothers and sisters, when very suddenly comes the righteous one who exposes all the rulers, according to Isaiah 41. Then the scripture says the eyes of the blind should be opened. Read Isaiah 35. And the ears of the deaf should be unstopped. Even all those who would not hear shall suddenly see. And shall discern, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding righteousness of Yah, that for so long had been hidden from them. When that day comes, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the righteous one, the awaited one, comes suddenly, then Scripture says, shall men, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5, then shall men know how to praise, honor Yah, meaning that what most have done, seeking partial standards to exalt themselves, has not been a worship of Yah at all, but has only been a multitude of curses. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, will understand that the day will come that those who have shut their ears when the truth was offered to them shall desire greatly to hear the truth. And the scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest and his peace shall be glorious. Then shall men clamor to reason together, and come to be comforted together, seeking indeed what is truly divine justice. Then shall men no longer seek to exalt the vain ones, the fallen ones, those whose diverse standards could never offer peace. Then shall men no longer seek to exalt the vain ones. Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the people have elected, who the scripture said in advance either would not know or would not speak the truth, even if they could. Read Isaiah 41:21 and understand what I mean by this. Think about it. Men have exalted into power men over them whom they have elected and chosen. The scripture calls them all abominations. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, not after the working of the Spirit of the Most High that would teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that if men in their ignorance elect into power those who call them wise in their indiscretion, dare men believe this could possibly be under their salvation? I think it's time we wake up and understand the truth. No one creates a Savior, and no one can bring to full remembrance all that which humanity has long forgotten. but Yah himself. And that's why the scriptures say in Isaiah 41, when the Most High looked forward and he didn't see anyone who could bring a solution to all this controversy, he says the Messiah will come and said, "Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights." In other words, not one chosen by men, but chosen by Yah. No men don't have the power to choose who will be their judge. And if the Most High says Messiah comes to bring the solution, the answer, if men had not seen it, means men should be judged by a standard they had not known. He says, "Behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. And the isle shall wait for his law. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. For he said, justice in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law." Scripture says, "He will lead the blind by ways they had not known." Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that he would ultimately expose this Babylon, proving that all the rulers that men had trusted had indeed been blind men. You need to read, really, Isaiah 40 all the way through to Isaiah, 43:15? And understand what the exposing of Babylon is. Think about it. If our people are confused by a multitude of misrepresentatives, realize that Babylon even means confusion. Second Thessalonians relates that since the fall, the intrusions of rulers against the faith and the one king who will judge over all kings. What's the scripture saying? Romans 14. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Yah, the judgment seat of the Messiah. Yes, even the apostles said this. What do you think it means for the kings? No, nobody gets a free pass. All must either stand or fall before one righteousness. Blessed are they who will understand this. And the truth of the matter, once the rulers have abided in this scheme to hide the truth, they've been so merciless against your discerning the truth. You need to read, look at an article on my website called at hiddengospel.com called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, a synopsis of a lot of this. It's on a show that I did a couple of nights ago, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. You need to look at that closely, my brothers and sisters. Look at Blog Talk Radio /EDY1. Might be shocked by what you find. Think about it. If men believe that the great tribulation that occurred in the first centuries has not occurred as of yet to turn men from the faith after a multitude of false prophets, what have men trusted but false prophets to be only grossly deceived? Like I said, 2 Thessalonians says the rulers bring their intrusions, cause many to believe a lie. Do you think the rulers were ever going to tell you the truth concerning what they have done? So the scripture says, since the rulers were not appointed to expose this lie, in fact, many of them would take the bribes to continue to speak it. Scripture says, nothing is foretold to reawaken mankind beyond this ruling deceptive matrix. Nothing is foretold, my brothers and sisters, to shock the conscience of men to realize reality, till Messiah himself comes, who is appointed to suddenly open the eyes of the blind. Even open the eyes of all those, my brothers and sisters, who after the pretenses of the rulers have been deceived. And since the ruling status would never tell on themselves about all its contradictions and its treachery, like I said, the scriptures say again and again, that Yah says Messiah himself to reveal again true righteousness. The scripture says all eyes shall see the glory of Yah. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that all who had for a long time shut their ears that they would not hear, shall indeed see and hear. And many shall be ashamed. Scripture says, great shame who trusted in the idolatries of their own hearts. Meaning, they should be greatly ashamed who trusted in, they put down graven images. It means the imaginations that they have shaped after their own minds. What do you think scripture means in Isaiah 65? The scripture says, I cried out all day until people who would not know my name, in other words, who would not know the truth of his will, who would say, keep away from me, for I'm holy in thou, say they are smoke all day in his anger, who continually forget the holiness of the kingdom of Yah. Scripture says, because many, when he called, would not answer, and spoke, would not listen. He said they'd be delivered to the sword. But those who listen, he says, his servants shall eat and shall drink, but others shall go forth hungry and thirsty. The Most High has made a promise, my brothers and sisters, that only those who will know his ways shall enter into the rest of his kingdom. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we wake up and discern the reality. Note, and please understand, it was prophesied in advance. And once came, if you will, the silencing of the humble. The silencing, some would say, of the lambs who trusted the Most High. As Mosiah prophesied in advance and also did Revelation 13 about the treacherous, murderous times of those first three centuries. To silence the knowledge of the truth, that all that would remain is false prophets and false testimony. Amos, in the 8th chapter, 11th verse, said, men would go forth to and fro sea and land, seeking the word of Yah, the word of the Most High, would not find it. When it says Messiah comes with the name and calls himself the Word of Yah, it means that men have not discerned the Word of Yah to the dimension they should. Who will be humble enough to understand it? Like I said, it was prophesied in advance that once came this silencing of the saints in the early centuries. The social, political, pseudo-religious matrix would do nothing to show the people even a glimpse of what should be praised and revered. Therefore, men trusting only in the travesties of hypocrisies, of only trusting with carnal eyes and ears, are pleased to see by default and dare to call it wise. My brother says, many have exalted the unrighteousness of what from Yah they never saw, upholding what simply seems wise after their own hearts. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that this wicked sea system that is called Babylon, of old depends upon, again, I said, the people remaining blind to the hope of the one in Isaiah 49 called Shiloh. Unto him shall all the nations seek and shall gather. We mean they shall transcend all the rulers. Is it any wonder that they denied, like I said, the name of the faith that was called by the early church? The faith in the one called the King of the East. Like I said, every prophecy that speaks of him speaks of how he comes to expose all the rulers, all the pretenses they've told to blind the people. Messiah comes, as the scripture says, and commanded that men be converted beyond the nations. How men do men there believe that the global Savior comes to abolish the law of Yah? Consider Isaiah 45 and what it means when it says unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Yes, Philippians says the glory of Yah is Father. That does not put away divine law. That puts away the misrule of man. The rulers murdered, like I said, literal millions over the course of the first three centuries, continue to persecute, then silence whoever would uphold the truth. And then persecuted and continue to persecute many. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? And have continued to do so for all subsequent generations. Many times, my brothers and sisters, men have not been willing to hear the wickedness of what has been exalted in this world. That men persuade and seek the flattery and that's just the result of being bribed among men. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah will not judge according to any of this travesty. How dare men say that any of this travesty, the Messiah, and the travesty of hypocrisy Messiah comes to expose, should be a cover, a sanctum, in the day of judgment? Read Isaiah 28, my brothers and sisters, and understand. Scripture says, this refuge that men have taken under lies, or rather just say the overflowing torrent of the truth shall overflow the hiding place. Blessed they will understand the need to discern then, my brothers and sisters, what is the truth. beyond all the illusions and pretenses that men have dared to call wise. Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers, I'm going to tell you now, you need to think about this. I know one pastor told me about certain truths. He said at one time to try to tell the people, but they weren't willing to listen. But he said he still has to be a pastor. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Do you really believe the rulers? Oh, by the way, this self-same pastor, but I started talking about the deeper things. You talk about how careful you have to be about telling people these things. My brothers and sisters, you need to be careful about not telling them. Dare men believe the rulers have any intent whatsoever to expose the historicity of their global treachery? Do you really believe that they intended to tell you anything? But brothers and sisters, their job means they are vowed unto silence. That is their job. That is their avocation. They blind the people to the treachery that has occurred to keep the masses unaware. It's obvious, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit would teach all things, no lie in it, to bring all things to remembrance. That if these people will not speak this truth to you, it is because, my brothers and sisters, there were servants after another spirit. And with them, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased. Think about it. Scriptures tell us again and again. The Messiah comes. All eyes shall see the glory, the exceeding wisdom of the Most High. Well, I want you to think about the context of this. Scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews, if any man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice to be offered for his sin. For he is insulted. He considered the blood after which he had an opportunity to be sanctified. Messiah gave his life and rose to the Lord, meaning he rose to expose the unrighteousness of the rulers who had condemned him. Both Jew and Gentile alike. It's time then we understand something. The scripture says, if a man sin willfully, I turn back toward the darkness, turn back toward the lie after receiving the knowledge of the truth, the greater light. It means Messiah gave his very life, my brother and sister, that men might see the greater truth. His resurrection exposed the rulers as corrupt. What then does this mean, my brothers and sisters? It means exactly what you see also in the book of Habakkuk, which is right there also in that 10th chapter of Hebrews. It says, the righteous shall live by faith. Oh, how about the truth the Most High reveals beyond all the misconceits of man? If any man turns back, he says, my soul shall have no delight in him. Look at the verses before that. It says, the Most High told Habakkuk to write the vision plainly that men may run. How about not stumble when they read it? It again, our brothers and sisters, relates to context. The Messiah came that suddenly, and it will come again that suddenly, men shall see the exceeding glory, the exceeding righteousness. And the Most High, the ruler, sought to hide. And my brothers and sisters, all those who would believe to trust in that exceeding light, all those who would trust in that exceeding light would have opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to repent, to walk after what is wise, to walk after what is righteousness, that indeed they might be saved. Scripture says in Romans that from the very beginning the Most High declared to man this truth, and therefore humanity's senses without excuse. Or dare men say that because a fall has occurred, men turned away from the truth, that men should be called justified, trusting in the misconceits of their rulers? Shall men say that they truly had trusted the Most High, trusting in those whose avocation, whose job, whose schemes was to keep them blind? Shall men say that they are justified before the Most High, righteous before the Most High, strong against all misconceit, because they trusted in deceivers? Our brothers and sisters, men only trust the lie, because They're either blind to it, because they themselves are indeed blind, spiritually weakened, immature, or because, my brothers and sisters, they seek to partake in the bribes of the wicked. And in either case, my brothers and sisters, man is not yet prepared to show that he will walk in the ways of the Most High to preserve the peace that must be the allegiance of all those who love him. Since the beginning, the truth was revealed. See, man is without excuse. Like I say, shall men say that because the rulers killed the saints, that those who, since that time, have walked after the rulers, not having seen the greater light, should be called then, my brothers and sisters, faithful unto the kingdom of Yah, faithful unto the plan, shown confirmed and steadfast unto the plan. The reasoning, my brothers and sisters, after which there can be only peace. Think about it. Many have been revered, let's just say reared, to revere. Multitude of rulers who themselves have been contentious against the Holy Covenant. And their politicization, the scripture says, and their politicization, a double-mindedness in the book of Jacob, they call it James. He said they should not even think to receive anything of the Spirit of the Most High. Besides, they make no request for the world or those who preserve contentions against his pure and perfect will. Rulers are avowed under compromise, my brothers and sisters. That means they must be blind men. Shall men say that having exalted the blind, they should be called those having insight? If man does not realize need to seek absolution, what is he revered? What is he honored? What is he praised? Without the expectation of him who comes to expose all unrighteousness, men's faith, my brothers and sisters, remains in vain. That's why the scripture says, they who know to wait for him who will expose all the rulers, they have an opportunity to be renewed unto divine strength, discretion. Says, he for whom you are waiting will suddenly come and reveal righteousness as of old in former years by exposing all your praise. Is that, my brothers and sisters, is that what your rulers told you? Or did they compel you to believe that in all their differences, somehow Messiah would sanction all this misrepresentation, all these lies, all this sin against the knowledge of his will? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern far better than this. Because to trust such irrationality is not the thoughts of a wise man. Most High once told me directly these words. He said, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. When men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken, that is not wisdom at all. Well, I would say to you, the greatest hope towards salvation, or the only hope towards salvation, is not according to what men think they know. Please go back and listen to the last few shows in the archives. The wisdom unto salvation is not according to the worldly status quo. Worldly status quo is divisive, blind to its own iniquity. My brother says the hope of salvation is not according to what men think they know, but according to what they have not known. For men, my brother and sisters, calling themselves wise, calling themselves saved, calling themselves at peace with the Most High and prepared for collective peace. As the scripture says, you must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth. One Lord, one faith, one baptism to the full measure and stature of Messiah, Ephesians 3 and 4. For man to say that he is saved without that consummate knowledge. Brothers and sisters, man has actually in so many ways insulted the righteousness, even the conscience of one Most High himself. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, will understand? Without the expectation of him who comes to expose all unrighteousness, men remain in confusion. What man has faith in is only his vanities. It's time we discern the truth, what the scripture means, it says, all eyes shall see the glory of Yah. It means all that the rulers sought to hide should yet be seen. And all my brothers and sisters, men chose not to see in order to appease their rulers, should yet be discerned. and all those, my brothers and sisters, who didn't want the truth, whose hearts were not after a great love of the truth, shall be exposed in their gross iniquity. But those, my brothers and sisters, who, as the scripture says, have loved the light, who have loved to do good things, will come into the light. They might be discerned of the things they do. Were appeasing and pleasing unto the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says in the last days, Most High looked upon men, saw none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who still will come, seek to come to the light. Did you hear me? I will still seek to come into the light. They have an opportunity to repent, because indeed they have a great love of the truth and a love for what pleases the Most High above all else. Like I've said so many times on this show, Revelation 22 says, none are welcome who would add or take away from the Holy Word. None are welcome who would not preserve and maintain and keep to preserve the conscience of the King, his commandments. He said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who comes to expose all the pretenses of the liars. How shall men, my brothers and sisters, believe that that one is pleased with those who would preserve misconceit? Messiah did not give his life that others be called kings and rulers. For the Most High told me that nobody has a right to rule. But lest they, my brothers and sisters, are true to his rule. Only one law, my brothers and sisters, that is justice. And it is the law of Yah. Everything else is inequity, injustice, iniquity, unrighteousness, hypocrisy, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, the works of devils. Those who demonstrate the illusions, look at the word demonstrate. They are demons in disguise, my brothers and sisters. They are demons in disguise. What scripture says, Satan's ministers come as angels of light. But my brothers and sisters, their avocation, their purpose is to keep you in the darkness. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He told me that he has for me some very important things to do. And my brothers and sisters, I tell you now that not all that I am commanded to do is yet done. All things in their time. But the Most High told me I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he said he told me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Blessed are they then who will understand and granted the opportunity to see righteousness. Did you hear me? I said, granted the opportunity to see righteousness, will not turn back. I know that we had a little delay in the show tonight, a little interruption. But I will say this. I'm going to try to go back into the show where we had the interruption and eradicate or removed this interruption that occurred for a moment, and the show might better flow. And if need be, I will actually go back through some of the things that I spoke tonight again. I saw that when the show first began, there were quite a few people in the chat, even though there may have been a few of them that were only what they call them, trolls. But still, my brothers and sisters, granted the opportunity to see the reality. I say granted the opportunity to see the reality. I would that it all be heard. So again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings me in. And I thank you all for listening. Unto the might, honor, and the praise of the one Most High, thanking him always, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, for every year that he brings near. Yes, and to his mind and praise always. Hallelujah!